Hi, this is Kevin Cook. Thanks for coming back to Heavy Construction Equipment Podcast. In this episode, we're going to talk about motivate your employees through the ways of cash and kind. And again, this episode has been sponsored by B&R Equipment. Are you looking for good, used, quality equipment? Then come to our website at www.brequipmentco.com or call us at 817-379-1340. All right, here we go on to the podcast. Paying salaries to your employees is perhaps not the only way by which you can motivate them to stay and work in your company for years. Through paying salaries on time will keep them happy, but definitely that will not act as a motivational factor that they will never have the love for the company and will also not be displayed through their acts. Their psychology is simple. They deserve to get some extra benefits that they are apart from their wages. Thus, extra benefits need to be through monetary gains, but can also be through our virtues shown by the employer. Knowing the name of the tender employees is one such virtue. And speaking to them often for at least a minute can spark a feeling in them that the company wants them to be a part of it. And also, try not to be harsh with them when they are goof up with things. You know, try not to be rude with them or anything like that because, you know, everybody is human. Instruct your men and women to speak gently but sternly with them and try to get things done rather than bossing on them. Next, paying bonuses can give them good feeling. If you have significant projects in hand and are also doing well in your business, then it will be a good gesture to announce bonuses to your employees. The workers will especially feel happier by hearing such an announcement. They are often paid less than other employees in the construction company, and therefore, when they get to know that the company has declared bonuses to all, they are probably the lot who become happier than the rest. However, if the company has not generated enough profits in that year and could not declare any bonuses, that also should be informed to all the workers so that they do not lay any wrong explanations and later feel hurt. Next, organize dinner for your workmen. This can be work as good as a get together where people from various departments will meet at one place, and perhaps for the first time they will not talk about work and business, but they will there to have fun and make the evening a memorable time. You can even organize some culture shows where the participation of the workers will be a must. This will also allow them the chance to display their skills other than what is required at their work. Programs like these will help strengthen the bonding of the employees and the employer. These activities do not usually happen in many construction companies, and if you take initiative and organize these activities, it will lead to lower the arbitration rate of your company. So really, you'll keep the people around, you know? I mean, keeping your employees happy is what keeps the company happy. Remember that. Next, give gifts or shopping vouchers to your employees. Gift cards, great. Construction companies also often get shopping or restaurant gift cards from many sources. The company can distribute these vouchers to the top performers, or if they want to give it to everybody, it can do as well. You know, share those gift cards. In order to initiate your employees or motivate your employees, you do not have to spend money from the company's reserves. It is a gift that you get from someone and you give it out to someone else, and that makes their day. You know, gift cards, stuff like that, you know, helps out. Again, if you got any questions, give us a jingle. 817-379-1340. Thank you and God bless.